He has 120,000 followers, which, as a former academic, I want to point out, is twice the circulation of the Chronicle of Higher Education. And we have two excellent fiction writers and teachers who, like Kafka, write both novels and short fiction that are, and I mean this in the best way, strange and philosophical. Ben Marcus is an acclaimed and one-of-a-kind writer who teaches at Columbia. He is famously an advocate of the idea that not all fiction needs to be, quote, realistic. His latest collection of stories called Leaving the Sea came out last year, and his terrific novel, Flame Alphabet, The Flame Alphabet, came out in 2012. His work is regularly called Kafkaesque. Google Ben Marcus and Kafkaesque, and you'll find many returns. And finally, to my far left, Helen Phillips, whose first novel is just out. I'm eager to read it. It is called The Beautiful Bureaucrat. The New York Times called it drolly surreal and compared it, beyond that, specifically to The Metamorphosis. And there's a big insect on the cover, so there's that as well. Her forthcoming story collection is called Some Possible Solutions. She also teaches here in New York at Brooklyn College. And before we talk, Heather Burns is an actor, and she's in the darkness somewhere, but she's here, who has appeared in lots and lots of movies and television shows, some of them arguably Kafkaesque. You've Got Mail, Miss Congeniality, I don't know, and was one of the stars in the great HBO comedy Bored to Death. Heather is going to read a bit. She played Zach Galifianakis' wife, I believe.
Yes.
And she will read a bit of the beginning of The Metamorphosis to get us in the mood and establish the text.
As Gregor Samsa woke one morning from uneasy dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into a gigantic insect. He was lying on his hard, as it were, armor-plated back, and when he lifted his head a little, he could see his dome-like brown belly divided into stiff, arched segments, on top of which the bed quilt could hardly keep in position and was about to slide off completely. His numerous legs, which were pitifully thin compared to the rest of his bulk, waved helplessly before his eyes. "What has happened to me?" he thought. And it was no dream. His room, a regular human bedroom, only rather too small, lay quiet between the four familiar walls. Above the table, on which a collection of cloth samples was unpacked and spread out, Samsa was a commercial traveler, hung the picture, which he had recently cut out of an illustrated magazine and put into a pretty gilt frame. It showed a lady with a fur cap on and a fur stole sitting upright and holding out to the spectator a huge fur muff into which the whole of her forearm had vanished. Gregor's eyes turned next to the window, and the overcast sky, one could hear raindrops beating on the window gutter, made him quite melancholy. What about sleeping a little longer and forgetting all this nonsense, he thought. But it could not be done, for he was accustomed to sleep on his right side, and in his present condition, he could not turn himself over. However violently he forced himself towards his right side, he always rolled onto his back again. He tried it at least 100 times, shutting his eyes to keep from seeing his struggling legs, and only desisted when he began to feel in his side a faint, dull ache he had never experienced before. Oh, God, he thought. What an exhausting job I've picked on. Traveling about day in, day out. It's much more irritating work than doing the actual business in the office. And on top of that, there's the trouble of constant traveling, of worrying about train connections, the bed and irregular meals, casual acquaintances that are always new and never become intimate friends. The devil take it all. He felt a slight itching up on his belly. He slowly pushed himself on his back near the top of the bed so that he could lift his head more easily.